down when you're stuck in an earthquake-prone zone, go to the top. Go to the top of a mountain with space, because eventually everything comes down and you don't want to be the place where, you know, you're going to be absolutely, you know, you don't want to be a victim at the bottom. So the first thing you do is you go into those open spaces and go on top. I remember they were just not Indian citizens. We were surrounded by Swedish, Israelis, Bangladeshis, Pakistanis, you wouldn't believe, but this is where we came very close to the Pakistani women, girls then. And there were a lot of, you know, good people from Bangladesh also. So, you know, I don't want to be geopolitics, but a lot of, you know, during crisis, everybody comes together. And that is one thing which I've learned from my city, which is Mumbai. During crisis, Mumbai, I don't know who stays next to me. I don't know the name. I don't know the person, nothing. But during crisis, this entire city comes together. And that's precisely what happened in Nepal when that earthquake hit. Everything went for a toss. No connection, no network. We were completely aloof. On top of a mountain, stayed there for almost a week. We used to drink water from the nearby waterfall. We used to eat corns in the market and in the field, cornfield, and we survived. And somehow, when that adrenaline and when that panic hits you, you don't feel hungry. You don't feel like, I think your body don't. I think we just overeat. I think your body understands the situation, and we made a documentary out of it because we were a camera team. There was a camera with us, so I, being the director, I said, "Keep rolling. Let's see how it comes up," you know, because we didn't have places to charge the battery and everything. And we rolled, and that documentary went on to win the British Council Award as the documentary was called as Nepal, Hope Never Dies. And it was shot, and most of the crew, most of the people we shot are no more with